The Top 10. Cambridge. An Introduction. Short stories have always been a sort of instant access into an author's brain, their soul and heart. A few pages can lift our lives into locations, people and experiences with a sweep of landscape, narration, feelings and emotions that are difficult to achieve elsewhere. In this series, we try to offer up tried and trusted top tens across many different themes and authors. But any anthology will immediately throw up the questions, why that story? Why that author? The theme itself will form the boundaries for our stories, which range from well-known classics, newly told, to stories that modern times have overlooked, but perfectly exemplify the theme. Throughout the volume, our authors, whether of instant recognition or new to you, are all leviathans of literature. Some you may disagree with, but they will get you thinking about our choices and about those you would have made. If this volume takes you on a path to discover more of these miniature masterpieces, then we will have all gained something. In this volume, we explore and enjoy the authors who attended one of the great seats of learning. Amongst their storied number are M.R. James, Hugh Walpole, William Makepeace Thackeray, and a host of others.
A Little Dinner at Timmins by William Makepeace Thackeray. Mr. and Mrs. Fitzroy Timmins live in Lilliput Street, that neat little street which runs at right angles with the park and Brobdingnag Gardens. It is a very genteel neighbourhood, and I need not say they are of a good family. Especially Mrs. Timmins, as her mamma is always telling Mr. T. They are Suffolk people, and distantly related to the Right Honourable the Earl of Bungay. Besides his house in Lilliput Street, Mr. Timmins has chambers in Fig Tree Court, Temple, and goes the Northern Circuit. The other day, when there was a slight difference about the payment of fees between the great Parliamentary Council and the solicitors, Stoke and Pogers of Great George Street sent the papers of the Lough Foyle and Lough Corrib Junction Railway to Mr. Fitzroy Timmins, who was so elated that he instantly purchased a couple of looking-glasses for his drawing-rooms. The front room is 16 by 12, and the back a tight but elegant apartment 10 foot 6 by 8 foot 4, a coral for the baby, two new dresses for Mrs. Timmins, and a little rosewood desk at the Pantechnicon, for which Rosa had long been sighing, with crumpled legs, emerald green and gold morocco top, and drawers all over. Mrs. Timmins is a very pretty poetess. Her Lines to a Faded Tulip and her Plaint of Plinlimmon appeared in one of last year's keepsakes. And Fitzroy, as he impressed a kiss on the snowy forehead of his bride, pointed out to her, in one of the innumerable pockets of the desk, an elegant ruby-tipped pen and six charming little gilt-blank books marked My Books, which Mrs. Fitzroy might fill, he said, he is an Oxford man and very polite, with the delightful productions of her muse. Besides these books, there was pink paper, paper with crimson edges, lace paper, all stamped with RFT, Rose Fitzroy Timmins, and the hand and battle axe, the crest of the Timminses, and borne at Ascalon by Roaldus de Timmins, a crusader, who is now buried in the Temple Church next to Sergeant Snooks, and yellow, pink, light blue, and other scented sealing waxes at the service of Rosa when she chose to correspond with her friends. Rosa, you may be sure, jumped with joy at the sight of this sweet present. Called her Charles, his first name is Samuel, but they have sunk that, the best of men. Embraced him a great number of times, to the edification of her buttony little page, who stood at the landing, and as soon as he was gone to chambers, took the new pen and a sweet sheet of paper, and began to compose a poem. What shall it be about? Was naturally her first thought. What should be a young mother's first inspiration? Her child lay on the sofa asleep before her, and she began in her neatest hand, Lines on My Son, Bungay de Bracy Gashly Timmins, with a Y, aged 10 months, Tuesday. How beautiful thou seemest, my boy, my precious one, my rosy babe. Kind angels hover round thee as thou dreamest, soft lashes hide thy beauteous azure eye which gleamest. Gleamest? Thine eye which gleameth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?